Now, what do you make of the survey this morning, which details and shows that some farmers are now afraid to visit their lands at weekends due to what they're describing as threats from walkers, and fears are growing of possible violent confrontations with dog owners, hill walkers and other recreational users at the weekends amid calls for a full ban on dogs in upland farming areas. We're joined in line now by John Joe Fitzgerald, Vice President of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, who farms on the slopes of Mount Brandon. John Joe, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Terry, and thanks for having me on.
Now, this is a new survey of farmers working or upland areas and found a quarter now feel threatened by the increased numbers of recreational users of their land. Is that right?
That's right. That's correct, Jerry.
So what can be done about this? And is it really that bad?
It is. Look, Jerry, I suppose I've been on the dog campaign in West Kerry and throughout Ireland for the last 4 or 5 years. Now, I have met farmers from Donegal right down to West Cork, at different meetings and stuff, and this has popped up time and time again. And in the end of the day, look, I was trying to get a meeting with Heather Humphreys there with years, see could we get this sorted, but that hasn't come to fruition. So look, in the end of the day, Jerry, look, you've heard it there from Michael Healy Ray this morning. There's something wrong with a minority group of people in this country that think they can go out on the hills, bring their dogs with them, when they're challenged to remove their dogs because they haven't got permission to go on the hills. And I think it's quite acceptable to bully people, verbally abuse them, physically abuse them. And the lack of respect nowadays, Jerry, for the elderly generation of farmers in this country especially, they have given up going on the hills and bank holidays and weekends because they're afraid of the abuse they get and the run-ins they have with these type of people.
Yeah, one respondent to the survey said they were almost shot once by people on land shooting without permission. Another walker, when politely asked to go back to the official walk, exploded, gave a barrage of abuse, "Who the blank do you think you are?" and so on. Another one explained, "People feel they can walk over you and it's very hard to get help. Sometimes young people on quads are the worst. They even cut the fence at times." Well, another farmer detailed how they were once threatened that they would have their throat cut. I mean, that's shocking stuff.
It is absolutely shocking, Jerry, and that's not even the worst of it. Like, it's like some farmers have been threatened that they know where they live and they'll come back and burn their houses down and stuff. And there's a lot of this going on, Jerry, and look, we're trying to highlight it with years. We've seen what happened, the zigzag up in the Wicklow there and that walk. And, it's getting to the stage, Jerry, it's absolutely getting out of hand. And it needs to be dealt with. And now we're seeking a meeting with the Minister for Justice, Helen McAtee, and a senior guard representative, so we can sit down, go through all these points with him. And we need to come up with a plan on how to deal with this, Jerry. And we need, we need enforcement. There has to be a group there that will enforce this. That will go. They don't have to be on the hills every day of the week, but a spot check here and there, be backed up by the Gardaí, and if people are willing, are still willing to keep up this abuse and stuff, there's something seriously wrong, Jerry, with society that we're allowing this to happen in this day and age.
Yeah, the enforcement issue, how difficult is it from that point of view? And I know you mentioned you're looking for a meeting with senior Gardaí as well. By the nature of it, these are rural, they're isolated areas, far from a Garda station, shall we say. So if something happens, how quickly can they get there? Or is it a question of monitoring the situation from the Gardaí, John Joe, if this is to be counteracted from an enforcement point of view?
Well, I suppose we need a bit of everything, Jerry. If we can see that there is Gardaí or that there is a body that will be set up that will go and police these areas, I suppose the most thing, if they can be seen there, that shocks a lot of people, and they know there might be a bit of cop on then that would come with that, Jerry. But in the end, something has to happen, Jerry. We need to deal with it, because as you even said there, like, these are isolated places. There could be a farmer out in the hill there. He could be miles away from the nearest town.
No backup.
There's no backup there, and that's the biggest worry, Jerry. And if you have people then going that are willing to, hit you with a stick or threaten you with a knife or even shoot you, like, where is the backup going to be in that, Jerry? And in the end of the day, we need stronger laws there And people need to be held to account for doing these things.
With that in mind, John Joe, a listener gets in touch on the subject and says they were in Ballyhaig Beach with her grandchildren yesterday. There was an Alsatian dog off the lead without a muzzle running around. She had to come away from the beach with the kids as she was terrified of the dog, and after all the discussion of our laws about dog control, are they not being implemented? There's an example on a beach, not on a mountain.
Yeah, look, Jerry, we have problems from the beaches right up to the top of the mountains. And I suppose, look, for us as a farming organisation, we've been highlighting this for the ages. I suppose within the last 6 months, Jerry, we have written to the Minister, Heather Humphreys, there, seeking a meeting with her. Now, in this day and age, Jerry, we've been fogged off on occasions by her. Some of the replies we got back, beggars belief. And it's got to the situation, Jerry, we have no confidence in Heather Humphreys to deal with this situation. Now, that's why we have to take a new approach. We have to go to the Minister for Justice and the Senior Garda to sit down with them and hopefully have a discussion with Simon Harris as well, or Taoiseach, that, look, this can't be allowed to carry on in this day and age, and it needs to be dealt with before somebody ends up getting killed on our hills, Jerry. You know, it's totally wrong.
And that's the concern. Is it a question, though, of education, that enforcement won't solve all this on its own?
It's a bit of everything, Jerry. People need to be educated, and hopefully, look, when we sit down with the Minister for Justice here, and, you know, even sit down with our tourist board and stuff like that, and that we can have, an education campaign to say, look, there has to be rules and regulations there, and the rules and regulations, I know we have standards there set up by Coral and Latoya how to behave when you go out on hills, but these have to be made statutory, and it has to be backed up then by enforcement, and that needs to happen straight away, Jerry.
Yeah, okay. John Joe, just on a separate issue, we saw yesterday news coming through during the programme around this time, in fact, that the EU Nature and Restoration Law has been signed into law after 20 countries agreed to back it yesterday. Environmental groups welcoming this, saying it was very important. The law requires the EU to bring 20% of land and sea back to health by 2030 and to restore all damaged ecosystems by 2050. Around 80% of EU land, freshwater and marine habitats are damaged by intensive agriculture, commercial forestry, overfishing, wastewater treatment, pollution and polluting industries. Soils are depleted. So this is designed to try and work back on that. What's your response? The Irish Farmers Association not happy with it. Are you similar in your view of it?
I am similar in my view, which is the biggest problem with it from start to finish until the last day, Jerry, is there was no consultation. There was no debate above and the doll in it. All right, last week there was a discussion there, there was a motion brought forward that this would be made, I suppose, voluntary for all farmers. Now, previous to that, I suppose, it was made voluntary, you know, for farmers that were farming on drained peat soils. But for those of us that were on hills, on SAC land and stuff, it wasn't voluntary. As soon as the law was made, came into being, that would affect our land. But now, look, we've got the commitment the last day and the Dáil that, look, it will be voluntary in farmers. And I suppose, Jerry, the big thing with it was from start to finish, there was a lot of misinformation coming out. Why didn't the European Commission, the European Parliament and our own government here go on a campaign and sell this properly to the people of Ireland? Explain it properly. But they didn't. They created fear.
And critics of it, critics on the other side would suggest the same, that there was misinformation and fear spread by people who were against it, John Joseph. Or who do you believe is the question? It turns out it is voluntary, is it not? I mean, that means no farmer would be forced to do anything with their land that they don't want to do. Does that not give assurance?
Well, it's given a certain amount of assurance now, Jerry, but it took an awful lot of time and a lot of meetings and a lot of bad publicity to get to that stage, Jerry. And that was wrong, you know. From start to finish, that was wrong. And on top of it, Jerry, then, look, there were certain MEPs that were going around and said that there was money there from Europe to do this. And then going around maybe a couple of weeks after and say, oh, look, we bring the law in first and then we go looking for the money.
Yeah. Will that be the test now, John Joe? Will there be money? Yeah, any farmer who wants to do this, will they get paid to do it? Any farmer who feels, yeah, this is the way of the future, or this suits me better to stop doing this element of farming or give over the section of land, that they'll be compensated, so it is, as the phrase is, a fair transition?
Well, that's the elephant in the room now, Jerry, and there have been commitments given by MEPs that have travelled while they were on their campaign to get real. And look, one of them there, I spoke to Billy Kelleher, and the biggest thing that was bothering Billy Kelleher at the time, I suppose, is that, look, all the load of this wouldn't fall back on hill farmers and those that are necessities, that everyone would have to take a hit on this. Now, on top of that, Jerry, I suppose, we have another MEP in our county that said that there was money there for it, and that there would be European money there for it. Now, we need to see that. We need to see them going back to Europe and say, look, this has been voted in now. We need to, for ye, to put money now for your mouths have been all along, and we need to see farmers supported on this just for transition. And okay, if that happens, Jerry, all right, look, there's a long road ahead of us. There's a lot of battles there. But look, as a farming organisation, we'll be in the thick of it, and we're going to represent our farmers. And as I say, if the discussions are open, transparent, you know, it'll help. It'll be, you know, it'll get us on the road. It is law now, Jerry. But there has been an awful lot of controversy over it. And even yesterday, when this vote was taken, we see there the Austrian minister for Hachuk and the environment, like, she voted for this. And it appears now that her government hadn't given her, I suppose, the support. She wasn't supposed to go out and vote this law in. And on top of that, their government got in touch with the Council of Ministers when they were voting yesterday, pre the vote, and told them that she hadn't the authority to vote this in, and she was supposed to abstain. Now, when we see all this happening, Jerry, how can we have any confidence in what's going on in Europe? Do you know, when they're fighting amongst themselves, and we can't believe what, from one minute to the next, what comes out of their mouth. Do you know, there's a lot of trust and mistrust out there, and we don't trust what Europe is telling us. And on top of that, Jerry, when you see their pressure being exerted by the European Commission, and especially by Frans Timmermans there from the start, he pushed the agenda for this. And as far as I know, Jerry, the European Commission is supposed to stay neutral in these things. Yeah. So there's a lot of serious questions that needs to be asked when the new Parliament is set up in Europe, and our MEPs are in their jobs and stuff. They need to ask these serious questions. Why has the Commission, you know, interfered with the democracy of countries in Europe? It's not right. Okay.
All right, John Joe, listen, thanks for your views on that on the programme this morning. It's John Joe Fitzgerald there of the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, talking about the problem of that survey, which shows confrontation and fear amongst farmers on the uplands in relation to confronting walkers, and also his view on the Nature Restoration Act.